My husband and I both work. I'm a yoga instructor and he works in corporate America. He has a white-collar job that can be demanding and stressful. His company and industry are very competitive, you know, dog-eat-dog, survival-of-the-fittest type. Your stereotypical male, macho, testosterone-filled office. Well, part of my husband's responsibility is to give presentations or speeches on a periodic basis. And the audience could be a lot of people, perhaps 100 or 200, depending on the subject. Myself, well, I hate public speaking. I mean, I can do it, but I would get super nervous and probably mess everything up. But to do a talk about something super important in front of hundreds of people, I could never do that. Kudos to those people who do it for a living. Well, my husband is a pro at it now, but in the beginning, he was a bit apprehensive. As anyone in his position, he practiced and rehearsed to prepare, but he was still a bit nervous. During his first conference that he had a major speaking role in, I was with him. You know, to be the loving, supportive wife, for moral support. Anyway, the conference is going on and the other speakers are just doing their thing. My husband and I were backstage. He was standing up, practicing, and I was just sitting there, listening, smiling, etc. He was clearly nervous, poor thing. He knew the content and speech and stuff. It was just the presenting and talking itself that was messing him up. So, being the slutty wife that I am, I get up, walk over to him, and casually suggest that perhaps he just needs to relax and chill out. Maybe I was bored. I'd heard the same speech so many times. Or maybe I was horny. Maybe I'm just a slut. But as I said those words, my hand drifted down to his trousers and found his cock. My husband was due on stage in a few minutes, but maybe it was enough time for me to get on my knees and help him clear his mind with a relaxing blowjob. So that's what I did. I slowly lowered myself onto my knees, unbuckled his trousers, unzipped, and sprung his cock to life. And I did what any loving wife would do. I gave him my version of a pep talk, with a blowjob. Honestly, it wasn't my best work, but it definitely worked and calmed him down. Anyway, we're in this random room behind the stage, and I'm on my knees blowing my husband. We thought we had some privacy, but all of a sudden, one of my husband's co-workers come into the room, seemingly looking for him, you know, to cue him up on stage. And that's when he caught us in the act. You know, I'm a bit startled when he comes barging in. My back was facing the door, and I turned my head to face him. It was very obvious what we were doing, and he had this big grin on his face. I think, with my angles, my head face was blocking his view of my husband's cock, but really, who knows? There was an awkward moment of silence, or astonishment, or surprise. So I just broke the ice. I said to the coworker, "Hey, Mark, thanks for the notice. Could you give us a few more minutes while we finish up?" And with that, I turned my back around to my husband and continued to blow him. I would have loved to see his face and reaction, but I was too busy at the task at hand. My head was now bobbing up and down on my husband's cock. That's when my husband basically asked Mark to wait outside to the door and made sure no one else came barging in. And of course, that's what Mark did, good man. He waited outside. It only took a few more minutes to finish the blowjob. Like a good girl, I swallowed every drop of cum my husband had to offer. We cleaned and straightened ourselves and walked out of the room to find Mark waiting there. I gave my husband a quick kiss and did some last words of encouragement. Before going on stage, my husband asked Mark if he could escort me to my seat, which he very generously did. My husband's presentation was awesome, by the way. No problems at all. I hope that my blowjob did help him calm his nerves. After the conference, we were all just partying at the bar and widening, letting off steam. It didn't take long for the word to spread and male macho banter to start. They all respect my husband and I, of course, but it was all in friendly teasing. Honestly, it was fun to have this little fun thing during an otherwise boring conference. Fast forward to today. Every time my husband has to do a speech or something, it's become a tradition for me to give a blowjob. Within the inner circle of friends, they all know about it. They even build that blowjob time into the conference. Like on my husband's itinerary, there will be a vague line titled Rehearsal Time.